Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the fifth episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. This is episode 7 for the week of February the 5th. What follows are 7 quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. February 5th. I fancy we are all too ready, once we are converted ourselves, to assume that God will deal with everyone exactly as he does with us. But he is no mass producer, and treats no two quite alike. From A Letter to Mrs. Jessup, dated February 5, 1954, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. February 6th. Free will, though it makes evil possible, is also the only thing that makes possible any love or goodness or joy worth having. From Mere Christianity, Book 2, Chapter 3, entitled The Shocking Alternative. Also a BBC talk on February the 1st, 1942. February 7th. If things can improve, this means that there must be some absolute standard of good above and outside the cosmic process to which that process can approximate. There is no sense in talking of becoming better, if better means simply what we are becoming. From the essay, Evil and God, available in the collection God in the Dock. Also, the essay was published in The Spectator on February the 7th, 1941. February 8th. The central Christian belief is that Christ's death has somehow put us right with God and given us a fresh start. From Mere Christianity, Book 2, Chapter 4, The Perfect Penitent. Also, a talk on the BBC, February the 8th, 1942. February 9th. There are two equal and opposite errors in which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. From the preface to the first edition of the Screwtape Letters, the book published February the 9th, 1942. February 10th. The infinite value of each human soul is not a Christian doctrine. God did not die for man because of some value he perceived in him. God died for sinners. He loved us not because we were lovable, but because he is love. From the essay Membership, best available in the collection The Weight of Glory. Also a talk given on February the 10th, 1945. February 11th. To find that one's emotions do not come to heal and line up as stable sentiments in permanent conformity with one's convictions is simply the facts of being a fallen and still imperfectly redeemed man. From A Letter to Michael Edwardson, dated February the 11th, 1960, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this show with others.